BBC News with Jerry Smith. A bus carrying 13 international military observers and Ukrainian officials has been seized in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovyansk. Officials in Kiev say the observers, who are part of a German-led mission linked to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, are being held by pro-Russian militants. Steve Rosenberg reports.
Ukraine's Interior Ministry said that armed separatists had seized 7 military monitors from Europe and 5 Ukrainian army personnel, as well as the driver of their bus. They were being held in Slavyansk, a town controlled by pro-Russia militia. Later, the local leader of the militants, the self-proclaimed mayor of Slavyansk, Vyacheslav Ponomarev, confirmed that the monitor's minibus had been stopped at one of the checkpoints in town and that the passengers had been taken in for questioning. He told the Russian news agency RIA that the observers looked more like spies than military men.
President Obama and European leaders have threatened to impose new sanctions on Russia over Ukraine, saying it has failed to implement an agreement to defuse the crisis there. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Robbins.
The temperature of the Ukraine crisis keeps on rising. A week ago, Ukraine, the United States, the European Union and Russia reached agreement in Geneva to call on activists to disperse and give up their arms. Western leaders now say Moscow has done nothing to honour that deal. But Moscow rejects all that, portraying Russia as the victim of a Western plot since the end of the Soviet Union to strip away the Kremlin's sphere of influence. Western leaders are hoping the prospect of profound and long-term damage to Russia's economy may persuade President Putin he cannot afford to go any further in Ukraine and must avoid any sort of invasion.
The Finnish mobile phone company Nokia has completed the sale of its handset business to Microsoft. The deal closes the final chapter in the company's rapid decline. Just 6 years ago, it had a dominant hold on the mobile phone market. Theo Leggett has more.
Nokia's phones were shunned by consumers in favour of products from rival manufacturers, notably Apple and Samsung. 3 years ago, in an effort to stem the decline, it teamed up with Microsoft, producing phones using the software giant's Windows platform. But sales remained sluggish, and Nokia's board decided to cut its losses. The firm will now focus on its telecoms infrastructure business and on research, while Microsoft attempts to build up its position in the handsets market, using the Lumia range developed by Nokia.
Explosions in the Iraqi capital Baghdad have killed at least 28 people and wounded many more. The blast happened at a rally for a Shia group ahead of parliamentary elections on Wednesday. A statement posted on jihadist forums claimed the bombings were in revenge for attacks on Sunnis. World News from the BBC. A South Sudanese opposition leader, released after the government dropped charges of treason against him and 3 others, has promised to work for peace. Pagan Amum, a former secretary-general of the governing SPLM, said he would engage with both the government and the rebels to end what he called the senseless civil war. The Spanish government is to spend more than $2.5 million to improve border security in its North African territories of Ceuta and Melilla, the European Union's only land borders with Africa. In 2 separate incidents last month, more than 800 people climbed over the 6-metre-high triple border fence at Melilla, and some 15 migrants drowned in Moroccan waters in February trying to swim to Ceuta from a nearby beach. Leaders of the coup that ended almost 5 decades of dictatorship in Portugal have come out with scathing criticisms of the country's current government and its austerity policies. The officers, who led the Carnation Revolution, accused the current government of stripping away many of the entitlements that a return to democracy had brought. From Lisbon, Alison Roberts.
Addressing a crowd of thousands that spilled into the surrounding streets, Vasco Lourenço, one of the coup's leaders, was scathing about Portugal's current right-of-centre government and the austerity policies it's implemented over the past 3 years. He also questioned whether Portugal should remain in the euro or even the European Union if it continues to function as it is. His words were met with cheers and a sea of upraised carnations. The rally ended with the singing of revolutionary songs and the national anthem.
North Korea says it has detained an American tourist who entered the country earlier this month seeking political asylum. State media said the 24-year-old man was being held for improper behaviour. It said he'd entered the country on a tourist visa, which he immediately tore up. BBC News.